Labgong Sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan para bulahan. Hatid sa inyo ng Kolehiyo ng Pantaong Kinetika at DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Magandang hapon, teammates. Ngayon ay samahan niyo akong muling pahinga ng episode ng Labgong Sports na una na isinahin papawid noong July 29, 2014.
Ayan mga teammates, andito lang po tayo sa inyong paborito programa tuwing Martes ng hapon, ang Love Kong Sports. Siyempre si teammate Lani ay out of the country ngayon, kaya solo ko po itong i-handle ngayong hapong ito. At ngayong sana po ay okay po tayo sa ating mga kanya-kanyang pamamahay. No? Kung nasa daan po tayo ay maganda naman ating panahon. Medyo malamig ba? Malamig ba sa labas, ma'am?
Giniginawa ko dito, kaya mukhang malamig. Yeah.
Alright. So mga teammates, sobrang interesante pong ating pag-usapan ngayong hapong ito. At ito ay napapanahon, lalo na ang dami-daming competitions, lalo sa larangan ng sports, na kasalukuyang nangyayari. No? So, ang topic po natin ngayong hapong ito ay Why Sport Management Matters. Ayun, why the sport? Ano nga ba itong sport management na ito? Siyempre pa, ang ating pong panauhin ngayong hapong ito ay siyempre isa sa mga tinitingala sa larangang ito. Bago pa lamang siguro sa ating industriya, no? Siya po ang former executive director ng Philippine Sports Commission at founder po siya ngayon ng kasulukuyan ng lumalaganap at nagiging kilala na Sport Management Council. Mga teammates, i-welcome po natin si Ma'am Geraldine Go Bernardo.
Hello. Hello, Thor. Thanks for inviting me. Salamat ho sa inyo. Alam mo, anytime na may pagkakataon na pumalik sa UP, I do so. Kasi wag niyo na tanong kung ano yung student number ko. Medyo matagal-tagal na.
So, syempre, scholar ng bayan din po tayo, ma'am, di ba?
Sa tanda ko, hindi pa nga namin ginagamit ang scholar ng bayan. Wala pa kami yung, ano bang tawag dun? Nasyak yung mga estudyante nung sinabi ko, wala pang sablay-sablay nung panahon yun. Diyos ko.
Pero yung background niyo po is into physical therapy.
Yes, I was a physical therapist. And to fulfill that course, napapunta ko from Diliman to Manila sa UP College of Allied Medical Profession. So that's my background, actually.
At kailan po kayo na-involve sa sports pala, ma'am?
Wow, mahabang kwento yan. Let's put it this way. Ang sinasabi ko sa mga tao, yung career ko sa sport nag-umpisa dahil sa wedding gown ko. Okay?
Okay. Ano nangyari sa wedding gown?
Well, nung habang hinahanda namin ng wedding preparations ng kami ng boyfriend ko noon and now my husband, Jay Bernardo, Professor Jay Bernardo, medyo na over budget ata yung wedding gown ko.
Okay.
Nagalit sa akin si, I call him pare. Nagalit sa akin si paring Jay. Kaya, ano ba yan yung wedding gown mo? Ay, buong entourage na. Gumanon siya.
Kasi gusto ko
ng Filipiniana. Alam mo naman, maka-Pilipino tayo. Sabi ko, pare, don't worry. Susuutin ko uli iyan sa 25th anniversary natin. But I've been fit naman as a dalaga. And then minabuti ko naman that I have to still maintain my fitness.
Right, that's good.
Even as I was married. I think there should be no excuse not to maintain your fitness. I was very active. Dancing.
Weightlifting.
Oh, weightlifting. Kasi it's a good way to put your husband in place. Pagpasaway, hahagisan mo. Ano? Late ka na naman, hahagisan mo ngayon. I-wrestling mo.
Maganda yan.
Maganda yan. Mga babae, please take a word from me. This is the key to marital peace. So, ganun ho talaga.
Learn. Okay.
And then when we got married, nagtayo kami ng business. Mm-hmm. So, we have a manufacturing concern.
Wow.
And then there was a time na parang we wanted to pursue other things.
Okay.
So, I've wanted to always try dragon boat racing
because of my
Chinese background.
Okay.
Na nagkaroon ako ng interest, sabi ko kasi if you were to look at the legend of dragon boat, it's about a man who wanted to fight corruption, who loved his country. Oo, may ganung angulo. Sabi
ko,
I like that. Tapos pag titignan mo yung mga nagsasagwa, yun sabay-sabay na parang, wow, this is the ultimate sport.
Wow.
You talk about basketball being the ultimate sport, you should watch a dragon boat race,
okay.
Diba? So, napadpad ako dun sa Manila Bay.
Okay.
And I signed up with the team. At saka, nagtaka yung coach ko sa akin kasi sabi niya, Tina, gano'ng katagal ka na ba sa amin? Sabi ko, sir, pangatlong time ko pa lang to. Ganun, next week, isasarin na kita sa race.
Wow!
So, matutal, I loved it. And sabi ko, wow, I like this. And, okay. And nagkaroon ng tryouts for the national team.
Wow.
So, uwi na naman ako sa asawa ko kasi napasa ko yung announcements. Ha? So, ako, pare, I wanna try out for the national team. Kaya lang, I missed the age criteria by 10 years. Sabi lang, ganun. I was in my 30s already.
Wow.
I was. And then, pero sabi ng asawa ko, and to his credit, sabi niya, sige, subukan mo, why don't you try it? Damn, and I turned out to be the number one rookie.
Oh my God. 30 congratulations.
Plus. So, maybe it was also part of the fitness and part of the physique because pag nagsasports po tayo, paminsan hinahanap din yung bagay sa katawan natin,
okay,
di ba?
Tama.
Sometimes you could be the best basketball player, but let's face it, to a very large extent, it is a height game pa rin. But for example, for Dragon Boat, hindi masyadong kailangan yung height. Kailangan talaga yung mukhang kalabaw like me. Like, parang ganun.
Sexy-sexy po pala din si Ma'am Dina, no?
But the thing is, so, I guess, my situation was unique.
Yeah.
Because, so pagpasok ko sa iba yung perspektibo ko. Hindi tulad ng mga kasamahan ko ng mga bagong
bata,
graduate,
no?
Okay. Or the young ones, and then they would just come in, they want to train and play. So, para sa akin, ay higit pa doon. Because I've always admired our athletes. I've always wondered, bakit kaya ganito ang ating Philippine sports?
Okay.
And I started researching, asking questions, going around, appreciating what it is that I think were the problems.
Were you an athlete nung undergraduate years?
I wasn't. See?
You weren't.
So
okay.
Again, I wasn't. But I was very, I did my weight. I was a chubby child. So mataba ako noon. So again, siyempre nagdadalagan na ako. Medyo naging active ako sa dancing, aerobics.
Wow.
So I really kept very active.
Okay.
And then, of course, nung pagpasok ko sa national team, syempre I had to double my efforts. Magaling man ako magsumagwan, palpak naman ako sa pagtakbo. Eh, meron pa kala kaming Cooper test, yung 2.4 kilometers in
Akbo.
12 minutes. So that's about, sa mga listeners, that's about six rounds of the oval. So you have to do it in 12 minutes, right?
That's really
nagawa
fast.
Ko lang lima. So sabi ng coach. Isa na lang. Sabi ng coach ko, Dina, hindi ka makakapasok sa team unless you fit the 6 rounds. You have to pass it. So, patay. So, I went to National Bookstore, bought a book, the complete book of running. Sabi ko, hindi ako magkakamali dito. Hindi ako magkakamali. So, binasa ko. So, you have to learn. I think as an athlete also, if you want to be the best that you can be, you have to do your homework. Matuto ka.
Study.
And I studied. So, in the morning, train with the team. Sa hapon, nagtatrabaho dun sa aming manufacturing concern. Mm-hmm. Tapos sa gabi, nagtatakbo ako sa village
by yourself.
By myself. So, sometimes, tumatakbo ako, nagluluha na ako sa sobrang
pagod.
Sabi ko, but look where it got me. I'm sure I wouldn't be talking with you, Thor, kung hindi ko ginawa. Yung feeling kong dapat kong gawin. The point is to try naman talaga. And I've never looked back since.
Andun yung disiplina talaga.
Oo,
no?
Disiplina talaga. Of course, it could have turned na hindi ako naging successful, but at least I tried, didn't I? Ano, diba? So, yun ang what I had to go through. So, as an athlete, I was very involved also with the Athletes Commission. It's parang a group that is under the Philippine Olympic Committee and we're supposed to represent the rights and the views of the athletes. And doon ko rin talaga nakilala itong mga atletang Pilipino na, wow, they are the most generous and selfless Filipinos out there because they do it for love of sport, love of country. And parang naging mission ko na rin na tulungan sila sa kung anong paraan na makakaya ko. And so, I got involved with the Olympic Committee Athletes Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I left my Dragon Boat career, and thankfully, we were very successful naman. So, I felt, sige, tapos na yan. We won the gold sa SEA Games in 2005.
Daming nangyari, ha? Ilang taon mo lang yan sa career mo sa Dragon Boat? Nag-gold
so, that was actually our first SEA Games stint.
Wow!
As the group nung women's team. There were other teams naman before, pero parang na-revive uli in women's team. And nakasama ako doon.
Have you ever had gold? Nung bag? So that was the first
group? So women's team, hindi pa.
Ang galing.
So that was the time. And why did we win? The Dragon Boat had a very winning year that time. Why?
Okay.
Because all of the things that are necessary to make a competitive team were there. yung pagkain, okay, yung training, yung
conditioning.
Yung conditioning, the psychology, dapat lahat yan nandyan. Dapat tanggalin mo yung intriga.
Diba?
Dapat hindi nasasama yan sa mga yan. How we wish na ang atletang Pilipino po ay makakapag-training na walang masyadong controversy. Paminsan naman po, hindi naman kailangan super, super maraming support. I think that's one of the misconceptions sometimes. Mm. So, yes, we need support. Sometimes it's a matter of paano mo ginamit yung support yun in the most effective way.
Tama, tama. No? No?
Then after that,
paano kayo naging involved naman yun sa PSC?
Oh, well, I think thanks naman to some recommendations po, ay okay, na-appoint naman ako bilang executive director ng Philippine Sports Commission.
Under, this was how many years
this
after
was,
yung pag-alis niyo po sa grad?
Three years after I left Dragon Boat. So, one thing led to another. And then, napunta po ako doon. And I took up the challenge kasi sabi ko nga sa sarili ko, pagkakataon ko na to, because all the things that I've ever observed or felt that we have to do to improve the sports, ay sabi ko, palagay ko magagawa ko na ngayon. And the nice thing about it is nakakasama ko rin yung mga atleta, mga kapwa-atleta, yung mga coach, and it's like one big happy, every day was such a joy for me to go there, to see them, to talk with them, and to help them.
Right.
Most important, to
really
help
getting
them
into their lives. No?
Of course.
Ilan taon po yun?
Okay. Sadly, 10 months.
Only? 10 months yes. Only? Bakit kaya 10 months no, only?
Next question.
Next question. Eh, siyempre, kailangan mong sagutin yan. Sa pagbabalik po, siyempre, bubutulong natin yung pag-usap. Pag-ibig mo tayo para makapag-isip. Si Ma'am Dina na magandang isasagot. Bakit 10 months only? Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Illegal logging, oil spills, radioactive waste emission, ozone layer depletion, severe floods, massive heat waves, tsunamis, drought, malnutrition, infectious diseases, extinction.
Don't wait for time to run out. Save our environment. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Labgo ang sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwera bolahan.
Well, mga teammates, ito pa rin sa Labgo ang sports. Ayan, kasama pa rin po natin ang founder po ng Sport Management Council of the Philippines at dati po siyempre the executive director ng Philippine Sports Commission, si Ma'am Dina Bernardo. Ayan, iwan nga po. Mga teammates, kung gusto mo pa lang makisama sa aming usapan, ay huwag mag-utubiling tumawag sa 503-8288 or mag-text sa 0927-220-8332. Siyempre, pinag-usapan pa rin po natin ang why sport management matters. Eh po, kinikilala natin yung si Ma'am Dina, no? At ang kanyang mga naging karanasan sa buhay, sa mundo ng sports, bilang galing siya ng physical therapy at nasa sports na.
Yeah, actually, Thor, I also forgot to mention that after pagkatapos ko pong pagkatapos ko iwanan ng mundo ng Dragon Ball, ay niyaya po ako ni former PSC chairman Philip Huico to teach with him ng sport management sa LaSal.
Ah, so may sport
degree
management na pala?
Oo, doon sa LaSal at that time. Okay. At that time.
This was 2000?
2006 hanggang 2008.
Wait, did you leave Dragon Boat completely? Like totally?
Noong 2007 na lang. So, noong 2006, I was still part of it.
Okay.
Pero nagtuturo na rin ako konti.
Wow.
Oo, nagtuturo.
So, kanina naiwan tayo sa katanungan, bakit 10 months ka lang sa PSC?
Well, I'm sure it's not my management skills.
Okay.
Another question. Siguro, Siguro, let's put it this way. There, I think, in a way, our leaders have to totally understand kung paano ba talaga magpatakbo. And if, and I didn't see it that way.
Right, so, especially dahil may background ka sa AIM, ma'am.
Yes, I had. Yeah, I had my MBA degree in AIM. And
way then, before? Naging,
way before,
ano po,
way before pa. And which is why, kaya nga sinasabi ko sa'yo na medyo iba yung pananaw,
paningin mo.
And dun talaga, dun sa MBA, hasang-hasa kami to understand hundreds of industries.
Right.
Yun na talagang ano namin, yun talagang training namin, alamin or at least appreciate. You might not be an expert, for example, in the construction industry, but you have to have a certain sense of discernment. Yun alam mo, at the very least, who to ask, how to make decisions, how to arrive at.
Ang dami niya binabasang case studies.
Sobrang dami, talaga 1 to 2 inches of case materials at di kami natutulog noon, Diyos ko. First, I really appreciate my training. And that's where I also met Philip Wico for the first time.
Okay.
Nung nasa AIM ako.
I see.
And prior to that, he was the secretary of, I think, the Agrarian Reform or Agriculture.
Wow.
Tapos naging professor ko. And then nung nag-graduate ako, nalaman ko, he became the PSC chairman.
Wow.
And so I was so thrilled because he asked me to teach with him. And he was, I consider him idol ko yun eh.
Mentor,
he's my mentor. In fact, nung panahon na siya yung PSC chairman,
mm-hmm.
gumawa po siya ng master plan for Philippine sports.
Oh.
It was a 10-year master plan. It was done together with the Australian Sports Commission.
Really?
At saka yung Pricewaterhouse Consulting Agency.
Nasa na ito ngayon?
Nasa, may kopya naman. But the thing is, unfortunately, nung nawala na po siya sa pagka-chairman niya, the next administration never picked it up. Hardly picked it up.
Kasi, so nasayang lang yun.
Nasayang kasi ang dami, and this was under also President FVR's time wherein in order to have competitive sport, kailangan talaga lahat mula sa taas hanggang baba, mass-based sports dapat ipalaganap.
Okay.
And this is also what the Australians are realizing right now also. Kasi nakikita nila na sometimes I think we're concentrating too much on spending on the elite sport.
Yeah,
ilan
only.
Lang naman ang nakikinabang. Tama. You spend this money dun sa baba, and then ang competitiveness will come as a result.
Grassroots.
Dahil maraming ang naglalaro. Mas maraming competitive people ang aangat dyan.
Tama, hindi lang yung ilan.
And that was the also yung pinaka-objective ng master plan na yan.
Mm-hmm.
It was so detailed. Ultimo yung kung sinong i-approach na sponsor, yung funding.
Automatic.
Nakasaad na doon.
Pakailangan may kopya tayo niya ngayon, ma'am, para magamit natin
naman.
Sa ating
if the leadership natin would really look at it,
right.
Marami pa rin mapupulit. Siguro kailangan lang i-update content information or because dati ang mga sponsors na pwedeng lapitan maybe tobacco company. Ngayon, dapat telecom company.
Dami na.
Medyo outdated na. Iba-iba, medyo iba na rin ang mundo. But the principles are the same.
Tama.
And
tama.
Anywhere you go, yun nga, I tell you, the Australian nga, ganun na rin, nag-study din sila. It's almost the same result that they came up with. Mm. We have to do school-based sports or mass-based sports.
So yung mga pag-aaral na pala, nakukulangan lang siguro sa
ng enforcement. Maganda ang plano, kulang ng enforcement. And in fact, kung titignan natin lahat ng batas involved in development of sports, nandyan na. Sometimes we don't even have to do it again. Minsan, diba? Gustong-gusto ng mga, well, sorry, but I think let's look at what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Tignan mo kung anong kailangan i-improve. Tsaka mo na lang babaguhin. But a lot of it nandiyan na, hindi lang nai-implement talaga.
Recreate the wheel, not
yes, don't reinvent the wheel. Besides the wheel. It takes too long.
Exactly.
Nagagawin mo na naman uli yan lahat. Diyos ko, marami naman magagawa even from the existing ones.
Siguro marunong mag-RRL itong mga tao na walang related literature, kaya hindi nagbabasa.
In fact, I'll give you a very, very, very good example.
Okay.
Noong 1992 or 1993, nagkaroon na pala ng agreement between the Philippine Sports Commission, the Philippine Olympic Committee, and the National Sports Association.
Okay.
Kasi minsan nagkakaroon ng parang confusion. Ano ba talaga papel ng PSC?
Okay.
Ano ba talaga papel ng POC? Ano papel ng NSA?
Okay.
So, nag-agree na sila, okay, we have about 50 points na ito yung mga duties natin sa bawat isa.
Okay.
So, nandiyan na yan.
Nagawa na yon.
Nagawa na, pero
All in paper.
Inisang tabi. Pero nung nakita ko nga, nung habang atleta ko, sa pagre-research at pagtatanong ko, nakita ko yun. So, ganda naman ito. Ba't di natin ginagamit?
Wow.
So, it's a function talaga also of the leadership.
Exactly.
And management.
So, and now, dahil napag-usapan na nga yan, ano ba itong sport management talaga, ma'am?
Okay. So, I can tell you, siguro I can best describe it as how it evolved.
Okay.
As you know, ang talagang profession that we see that is sport-related is kunyari, physical education, sport science. Yan ay matagal ng discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Ngayon, itong sport management, kailan lang siya ginawa? I would say the earliest offering ng sport management was actually in the 60s or 70s.
Dito lang, 1960s and 70s.
Oo, sa Amerika. Hindi pa nga dito eh. Because
pero bago-bago na yun. Ha?
Bago-bago masyado.
Degada.
Dahil ito ay dinevelop ng PE teachers or sport administrators because maybe they're great at what they're doing,
yeah.
But ultimately, when you handle an organization, paano ba mag-recruit?
Oh.
Paano ba mag-fundraise?
Okay.
Paano ba mag-market? Paano ba mag-manage ng tao?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why sport management came about.
Okay.
So, in fact, ay laganap na itong discipline in North America, all over the world actually.
Okay.
There are many associations na involved with sport management and sometimes ang I always get that that question na ano ba talaga sport management? Is it like si Jerry Maguire? You know, pinaka-common na answer, sport agent. Well, it's more than that.
Okay.
It's about facilities, construction. You can talk about events management or how to do marketing or recreation and wellness, mga spa, that's also involved in sport. In fact, there are about 55 industry sectors that you can say has sport components in it.
I see.
Even sport tourism.
Diba? Media, sports media.
Media. In fact, nung isang conference na pinuntahan ko, he called himself a sport geologist.
Oh my God.
So,
geologist?
That?
Or wow.
Geographer. Geologist na sa? Ano yun? Sabi ko, well, I can tell you kung saan magandang snow to ski at saan yung magandang tubig na, kung okay yung tubig na to para sa open water. Mga ganun. So, okay, may profession na ganyan. And there's also sport lawyers.
Oh yeah.
Now,
definitely.
Kasi you have to deal with like yung mga contracts,
siyempre.
Yung mga ano ba mga policies dyan. So,
ang daming larangan.
In fact, studies have shown that in like America or Great Britain, yung economy na nadudulot ng sport industries and sport businesses, that's just 2% of your GDP, your gross domestic product.
Ang laki.
2%. So, but nung tinitingnan ko yung ating GDP bilang isang bansa, in 2012, allegedly, we had like $250 billion.
Wow, okay.
So, what's 4% of that? So, $5 billion.
Dollars. It's just from
for sport related.
Wow.
So, yung mga TV rights, yung mga
ganun ka lang.
Mga drinks, apparel, equipment, kasama ho yan.
Merchandising is
yes.
part of it.
But what is the essential difference of sport versus other management? You have to realize na ang sport kasi is a very emotional product. Diba? And that's how and that sport is a multi-stakeholder concern. Kunyari, when our leaders make decisions, de paminsan dapat isipin mo kung sino ba yung mga stakeholders ng sport na yan. Sino bang mga interesado dyan? For example, the fans. The fans are a factor, diba? The athletes are a factor. The media, the government who wants to see competitive sports. When you make decisions, dapat make sure na makikater mo rin yung mga pangangailangan nila because everybody's interested in sport. Isn't it? So sometimes, ang nangyayari po talaga is gagawa tayo ng decision itong sa mga nakakataas ay nakakaligtaan nila.
Itong mga ibang-ibang aspeto. So, sino yung mga sa Pilipinas ngayon, ano po masasabi nyo tungkol naman sa sport management? I mean, nasa kung 18...
As a discipline.
As a discipline.
I see it everywhere in a way, diba?
Okay.
So, like I said, the common expression that they tell me is that Oh, ano yan? Jay Maguire?
Like, oh, diba?
No, no, of course not. You go to a UAAP there, game. Mm. Go to a UAAP game. Don't you see sport management there? Chan. Look at the ticket sales. Look at the equipment that you have to buy na mga ilaw dyan, mga TV diba? Screens or yung mga sportscasters or the merchandise that you sell, like the t-shirt. That's all part and parcel also of managing sports, diba? Yeah. And then you have naman yung mga spa and wellness, and you have gyms man all around you. You have yung mga we even have local sport apparel makers like Botak or ever. Maybe one of the things that I want to do is, okay, I want to quantify ganun ba kalaki talaga ang sport management ngayon sa bansa. And at the same time, how do we use this or encourage more sport consumption, which is getting more people to be active, to play, whether children or matanda, because as long as they keep playing also, then you can consume these products as well, whether it's the drinks or the t-shirts.
But you say, as of now, professional level bang at ang pagtrato sa larangan ito, sa disiplinang ito?
Many people don't take it seriously at this moment. But I'm glad to say that dun po sa CHED, kasi I try to check kung sino na ba nag-o-offer ng mga ganito. Mm-hmm. May mga paisa-isang schools that offer. In fact, I believe NU has a course in sport and recreation management. Okay. If I'm not mistaken, no? And like a certain Cavite school also has something like that. Now, CHED, through Dean Calianta, because si Dean Herc Calianta is a...
from CHK?
Yes. Formerly from the UPCHK, has developed yung parang parameters on coming up. Kunyari, mag-ano ka ng sport management program.
Okay.
Ano dapat ang nasa loob ng curriculum na yon to say that you are... You know, you have a very viable and relevant sport management course. So, actually, may nabuo na siyang ganon.
Oh.
In fact, siguro, huling reading na lang or public hearing, and then they're ready to cascade. And kasi sa ngayon, hindi nga namomonitor yung tenor ng mga course na to.
Siyempre, pag-usapan natin namin sa ating pagbabalik, ang ano naman yung mga nakaabang na potensyal na paglaki ng yung potential of this industry siguro or ng sport management sa Pilipinas, no? Ayan mga teammates, break po muna tayo. Ang DGP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DGP 1602, kasali ka. Halika na makinig sa DGP 1602.
Kaya kong unahin gumawa ng homework kahit gustong-gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer games.
Kaya kong manatili sa iisang lane at sumunod sa traffic light kahit nagmamadali ako.
Kaya kong tumawid sa tamang tawiran kahit gaano pa kataas ang aakyatin kong footbridge.
Kaya kong regular na magbayad ng buwis kahit napakaliit ng sahod ko.
Maliliit na mga bagay pero malaki ang may tutulong sa pag-unlad ng bansa. Ikaw, anong kaya mong gawin para sa Pilipinas?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
My girl, oh my gosh! Have you guys heard?
Oo nga, sabi nga ng teammates ko, sobrang cool daw nun eh. Stick!
Karapatan nga naman ng bawat mamamayan ang ma-expose sa iba't ibang klase ng media.
So, being your unspoken leader, I suggest na simulan na natin. Ready!
Game, bro!
Handa na!
Let's start! Be part of the hippest barkada to hit the airwaves. Tune in to Tropang Radio from 7 to 8 p.m. daily.
Mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwera bolahan.
Tayo puri-puri nagbabalik dito pa rin sa Love Go ang Sports at kasama pa rin po natin ang founder po ng Sport Management Council of the Philippines na si Ma'am Dina Bernardo. Ayan ma'am, kaya napag-usapan natin yung tungkol sa potensyal ng industriyang ito sa bansa. What do you say, will this become a very good, is this time the best time of the decade ba or na talagang magiging booming itong industriyang ito?
we have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
But like I said, I guess to the credit naman of those that we see around us now, yung mga formation of the Liga.
Dami-dami nangyayari.
Nandiyan dyan naman. And then you have fantastic organizers now.
Right.
Nandiyan na rin. However, we have to make sure na sport development hanggang sa baba.
Okay.
And then how do we get people to like develop such programs? At sino dapat ang tatangkilikin natin? I'd like to add though that the reason also why I formed the Sport Management Council is naging board member ho ako sa Asian Association of Sport Management.
Ano ba itong Asian Sports
Management? Well, dahil nagkaroon din ng dati po kasi nagkaroon ng when sport management developed, nagkaroon ng asosasyon sa Amerika.
Okay.
And then there are well obviously sport is quite universal, no? Mm-hmm. So yung mga sport management practice and the teaching of it naging developed na rin sa ibang bansa.
Alright.
So everywhere now, every region now, like when you talk about Europe, meron na rin sila asosasyon. You talk about Africa, New Zealand and Australia, sa Asia nagkaroon din noong 2002. And
then nito lang,
very new also. And then nung pagkatapos ko po umalis sa PSC, within a year, somebody called me and said, would you want to be a board member of the Asian Association Sport Management? I said, yes, because by being affiliated or a member of these associations, right, then kung ano man yung mga dunong na makukuha natin, may angkop natin, pwede natin ipadala dito nga sa Pilipinas.
Tama.
I also became a board member of the PE and Sports Science.
Oh.
Siguro given my, yun naman, nayaya naman ako din ng aking former professor, mga former professors
mga
in, yes, from okay, from UP. And okay naman, kasi siguro of my physical therapy background,
yeah,
I truly understand that aspect right, as well. So, ang nakikita kong role ng Sport Management Council of the Philippines is to help professionalize sport management in this country because paminsan napaka-misteryoso, no? Sometimes we hear an issue out there na parang sport is autonomous and then biglang nako natatakot na tayong lahat. Wow, what's that?
Diba?
Because I think people don't realize naman what those aspects are. And then aside from that, there's really a big need kasi saan sana magkakaroon tayo ng the biggest impact in sports. That's with schools,
okay,
and with the LGU, yung mga barangay.
Tama.
And what I found out is that, wow, even they need help, no, in managing, ano ba talagang angkop na sport program para sa amin? Di man puro basketball. Of
tama,
course, it's useful, buti naman, but I think kulang.
Kasi alam lang talaga ng mga siguro, ang alam na nalalas is paliga. So, ano
and
ba
yet,
talaga ito?
And yet, minsan, hindi rin ganun kagaling ang pagkaliga
tama,
nila.
Tama.
So,
pag may sponsor lang ni Mayor.
So, how can we help them to have parang an all-year-round program
tama,
and then how to get the funds for it, how to manage it properly
tama,
para kung ano man yung suporta na meron kang natanggap ay magagamit mo for the greater good. At saka, I'd like to point out na paminsan, masyado natin nakikita yung competitive nature lang ng sport. I'd like to say na sport can be fun. It could be for recreation purposes also.
It should be for everyone.
For everyone. Like kahit sa mga babae. Alam mo yung mga babae, I also became a recipient
okay,
of a program sa US under Secretary Clinton's
wow,
program Empowering Women Through Sport.
Aba, so, may ganon.
May ganon.
Okay.
So why is it so important na ang babae ay ma-involve sa sports? They found out na when they get involved in sports, in self-esteem nila, gumaganda, nagiging more confident, and successful sila sa buhay. In fact, more so than the effect of sport sa lalaki.
Talaga?
So sa babae, mas higit-higit pa yun.
Naging epekto ng
and
sports.
If you want to develop the women, then why can't sport be one of the tools to help develop the women of your country? That's why I'm
wow,
a big proponent
right,
also of women in sports.
Wow, ito ay talagang isang siguro sana marinig
oo,
ng mga lalo ng mga babaeng atleta o nating mga coaches
yes,
na hindi lang pang lalaki ang sport.
Oo, hindi lang pang lalaki. I also want to promote the study and innovation of sport management dito sa bansa kasi
okay,
wala pa tayong mga pwedeng case studies or mapapag-aralan, mapagre-research. And yet, alam mo, sa totoo lang, I am so amazed na ang dami naman din nating eksperto. During my stint as an athlete, ang daming marurami naman madunong naman dyan sa atin. I don't understand nga
tama,
why sometimes we have to go abroad.
May nagsusulat ba?
yun ang kulang din yun sa atin. Kulang. So that's what we want to do. And I'm going to hopefully come up with my website very mm-hmm. soon para oh, yung mga na. Konting kaalaman na ma-impart natin sa mga kababayan natin, malaman nila. You tama. Know, they have a frequently asked question out there, oh, bakit oh. ganito? Ano ba talaga ang role ng PSC, POC?
O, oh, diba?
Minsan nagkaka-confuse sila, hindi nga nila, ano ba talaga ang role nila?
Oh,
so, we can even help answer those questions kasi Filipinos really love their sport. And tama. I think there's something deep inside every one of us that says, alam mo, kaya naman natin yan. Kaya lang, what can we do para ma-improve ang sport natin better?
Tama, no?
Diba?
At siguro ito yung magiging sobrang laking kahalagaan ng inyo pong website at yung Sport Management Council para maklaro ito mga bagay nito na hindi rin pag-usapan kasi sino ba dapat tanungin talaga?
Yes, and then aside from that, kung gusto namin as an organization, if we are able to pull these people who want to help, who want to professionalize nga, then hopefully we can also be parang kagabay din ng gobyerno on how we can really improve our sport.
So are you talking with, may mga talks ba ngayon with the government? Ito sa mga ginagawa ninyo.
What we've done so far is like we made seminars. Like last year, we started the Sport Management Bootcamp.
Wow.
And for this year naman, we are creating a program for community and school-based sport events management. So, ang magiging market namin dito ay yung mga barangay captains, mm-hmm. yung mga school administrators.
Wow, so
para tulungan sila how they can go about doing this.
Pero malawakang programa ito.
Malawakan, and we really want to, kung pwede nga namin dalhin sa Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. And like I said, everywhere meron, marami talaga din tayong experts. Like sa Mindanao, I can also talk about Professor Henry Daot from the Mindanao State University.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was because of him na nagkaroon ng curriculum yung Philippine Sport Institute. Yeah, nagkaroon
may ganun?
Briefly.
Saan yun?
Noong time ni Chairman. Again, briefly.
Oh, why is that to be so short?
Exactly. So with Chairman Ramirez, and I'm so fortunate also na nakatrabaho ko rin si PSC Chairman Ramirez, nung atleta ako. Kasi talagang bukas na bukas siya sa amin. Wow. And it was during his time na gusto niyang i-form yung Philippine Sports Institute na nandoon sa master plan nga ni Chairman Huico. So,
inaral niya?
Inaral naman din niya. At kinuha naman din niya yun. The most important aspect of it really is the Philippine Sports Institute, wherein you want to train the coaches on the proper techniques of ano. And he did that with Professor Henry Daot of the Mindanao State University.
Wow.
So, this is all about also talagang pooling these resources, people that are already there. Nagamitin natin sila. And,
so you plan to gather all of them?
Yeah, no? I really hope so. Because we're not here naman to say that, hey, we're the best and I'm the only one who has these ideas. Ang dami dyan. Ang gagaling, and I've admired them for a long time.
Na siguro kailangan talaga matapik.
Ma-harness lang and to try to spread out there and go out there.
So ito yung ang current projects niyo po ngayon. Ano po ang mga pinaka-exciting na projects this year?
Well, aside from the upcoming seminar on the community and school-based sports events, which is gonna happen in November.
Saan po ito?
Magkakaroon ng Sport Pedagogy Conference.
Okay.
Ang
UP. Ang CHK.
Ang CHK. No, and thank you. Ako'y suki na ata. Ako nang CHK.
Speaker
about,
na for the third year.
For life. Hindi right. Hindi naman. But I'm thankful to the UPCHK kasi this is also my way of trying to influence the sport management.
Spread out talaga,
yes,
no?
Yes. And this will be our biggest so far. So we're kind of excited about that. But aside from that, we've always maintained that sport is a tool for social change. And because of what happened kunyari sa Yolanda,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy to say naman na we're able to use sport also for psychosocial intervention doon sa typhoon or disaster.
Kailan po ito, ma'am, na nangyari?
It's ongoing already. And mm-hmm. thanks to you, Thor, because alam ko tumutulong ka rin dito. You are a firm believer of how we can use sport for relief. Tuloy-tuloy naman po siya. In fact, dahil sa ating pag-a-advertise abroad, some international groups who are also sport-related are coming in and helping out our kababayans in Region 8.
Siguro yan yung isang napakalaking role na ginagampanyan nyo sa inyong mga paglabas ng bansa at
oo, kasi,
paghihikayat sa mga tao na tumulong sa ating bayan. No?
Yes, we do what we can do. Right. Sport kasi just encompasses so many aspects. Exactly. Eh. It can even be used as a tool for learning. Diba yung mga tao, like in America, they incorporate physical activity. Maybe I should stop using the word sport, no?
Right. It's
even physical activity to even teach math or physics. And they know that yung retention ba ng bata na mas na retain nila yung knowledge when you infuse physical activity into even teaching math or science or even English.
Right.
So, ang daming maangkop. And then, we talk about character building, right? You know, pwede ko bang ihambing sa'yo, ay Tor, ito yung team building, ha? ganito ang team building, kailangan sama-sama ko. But, if I show it to you on a physical setting, like in sports,
then experience nila.
Matuturo ko pa sa'yo, okay, I know you got angry, pero how do you, what do you think?
Tama,
you know, mga ganun processing. You cannot do that in a classroom setting. It has to be in a physical setting talaga.
Wow. So, tira, mapag-usapan pa natin ng mas maigi itong sports at yung management nga. Pupunta naman tayo dun sa classroom setting, no, mamaya sa ating huling segment ng bilis ng oras. Ang dami natin natututunan dito pa rin nga sa kay Ma'am Dina. No? So, gusto po makisari sa aming usapan, iwag po ko mag-atubiling tumawag sa 503-8288 or mag-text po sa 0927-220-8332. Ayan po. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Certified wantamad ka ba?
Tinatamad ako, mamaya na lang.
Eh, sandali lang. Pahinga muna ako.
Ah, bukas na nga lang.
Sana may magic para di nakakapagod.
Bakit bukas pa kung pwede naman ngayon? Tandaan, sa katamaran, may kahirapan. Sa kasipagan, may kaunlaran.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports. Ang talakayang pampalakasan, pwera bolahan.
Magbabalik dito pa rin po sa Love Gong Sports at pinag-uusapan pa rin po natin ang why sport management matters. So ultimately, ma'am, why does sport management matter?
Because if you want to develop programs manage effectively, then you need management. So sometimes may mga tao tayo dyan na well-meaning, diba?
Diba
may mga cases tayo, a good athlete does not necessarily make a good coach. Diba? Bakit? But you can. Actually, you can naman.
But you have to study.
Yes, you have to know what it takes to become a good coach. So in the same way, we've had, you know, sa liderato natin, I'm sure you can count how many have been former athletes.
Right,
but does
that
mean na alam nila ang gagawin nila para mamahala ng isang organisasyon, isang National Sports Federation, or isang Olympic Committee. Ganun ba? You know what I'm saying?
Kasi parang so, naging merits-based lang talaga. Na kung atleta sila dati.
Yeah. It is not enough.
Okay.
It is not enough to just have been a good athlete sometime.
So, ano po ang na-project po natin sa susunod ng mga 3 or 5 taon na mangyayari dito sa Sport Management Council?
Well, first of all, is try to increase the members of the organization, gather them together, develop programs, form linkages. For example, like if I may talk about the Yolanda thing, no? Kasi, so dahil nga sa proyekto natin, we want to be able to really help our kababayans in in rising up again, you know, tama, so to speak. And sport is one of such interventions. I'm not
sana,
saying,
diba?
Hindi sana ko naman sinasabi yan ang pinaka-solution, mm-hmm, but I think it is a worthy intervention to look into.
Okay.
At dahil sa ating position, we are able to reach out and form linkages. Like kanina lang, we had a meeting with Architecture Association.
College of Architecture.
Yes, College of Architecture. At tutulungan tayo. Ano ba talaga ang kailangan natin gawin to rehabilitate itong mga recreation centers natin? Yeah. Bagamat, ayan, importante naman talaga na, yes, unahin mo yung school building. Siyempre, importante mga yun. However, priority, maganda ang building mo. Pero yung mga emotional, ano, hindi ng mga, na hindi pa rin masyadong na-address. So, we are challenging and saying na, I think it can go hand in hand naman. So, maybe on our part, baka itong pwedeng nating maitulong sa mga tao.
Ano itong, sports project 118 courts, ma'am.
Oh yes, nung inumpisa namin yun pag paggagamit ng sport for psychosocial relief,
mm-hmm,
nung pumunta tayo nung mga March of this year, we were able to train teachers,
wow,
on how to use sport for the psychosocial relief
sa Tacloban.
Okay. And minaturoan kaming mga 51,
wow,
participants from different schools and also about 120 seminarians,
wow,
kasi may mga summer apostolates sila. And when we came back and evaluated, oh, was it successful? Did you use techniques? Okay naman, because ang nangyari kasi since we capacitated the teacher, lumawak yung assistance na maaring maibigay natin.
Okay.
Unlike kung nag-target lang tayo ng isang school, hanggang dyan na lang yung tulong natin. No? So when we came back and evaluated, looks like really, ang problema pa rin is access to the sports centers or recreation centers. Kasi sira yung mga basketball courts, sira yung tennis court, whatever.
Pero nabalitaan natin dati sa TV na yung mga ilang araw lang matapos ang Yolanda, may mga nakita ng mga bata naglalaro ng basketball, no?
Oo.
So, kita mo talaga yung willingness at yung mga desire ng mga bata lang, siyempre,
exactly,
na maglaro.
Exactly. And the good thing about sport, even after the relief is gone, kasi mawawala na yan. In
siyempre,
fact, pa-pull out na ngayon, UN and everything.
Man.
And sport can be a way of talagang continuing these rehabilitation efforts ng kanilang ano, no, psychological and emotional. Ano.
So sana isa ka pa para itong 118 courts nito.
118, it's just a target what we set.
Okay.
Kasi halos lahat naman ng barangay may isang basketball,
siyempre,
court. But can we turn this now into a parang multi-purpose court. Hindi lang siya pang basketball. Pwede rin siya pang volleyball,
okay,
pwede rin futsal, tapos pwede rin, ito na nga, maganda nga yung input na nakuha natin sa mga architecture.
Mm-hmm.
We can make it really multi-purpose. Gawa ng training, ano, may konting area for training, for workshops, or livelihood. Tapos yung input naman ng ating NGO sa Tacloban,
mm-hmm,
can we also make it like a solar dryer,
wow,
para sa green?
This is multi-purpose talaga.
And how I wish na kung maging successful to, can this not be a template sa lahat ng NGO?
Sana, no?
Para mas maraming say-say ba yung gagawin natin, ano,
mas malawakan
ang
magiging epekto.
Oo. In fact, sa Japan, ganun talaga ang mandato, no? There should be a community sports center in every community. Eh tayo, meron naman, pero kulang. And
or
can we make it more, a little more multi-purpose? Or can we also designate some as our evacuation center or holding area bago mag-evacuate.
Yeah.
So, we can think of these things. And
so, andun tayo sa aspeto ngayon ng construction.
Yeah. So, the physical structure will also help dictate what people can do with that area. That's why napaka-importante. Alam niyo po, kung tayo ay magbibigay ng tulong, kailangan medyo malalim at magandang intention. Hindi porque binigay mo lang ng bola o tapos ka na, that's it.
Huh?
Has to be more than that. Talagang may pinag-isipan talaga natin to.
So, napafunnel sa into a program or a project na talagang long-term siguro yung projection na mag-i-epekto.
Yes. So, when I talk about the Sport Management Council, of course, there are many aspects to that. Eh. You can talk about at one cluster in sports science and performance. So mm-hmm. nandun yun pag educate, yun pag how do you monitor the performance of the athletes, mm-hmm. How do you improve your PE programs. At another aspect, you can talk about sport industries. Andyan yung mga equipment, apparel, yung mga venues. Then you can talk about sport law and governance, which mm-hmm. involves policies, more of policies. And then what we want to come up with is a mediation center for sports. Kasi ang daming controversy sa sports, diba? Diba? Oh, na hindi TV. Naman necessarily dapat pang courts. Eh. Talagang, that's why naging accredited mediator na rin ako kasi I truly want to help resolve. Talaga. There are other ways of resolving disputes sa sport. Wow. At ang dami niyan, diba? With the help of the Conflict Resolution Group at saka yun Philippine Dispute Resolution Group, yeah. who we are encouraging to also get involved in resolving sport.
Siguro ang dami-dami matutuwang mga tao yes. sa larangan natin kung maisa katuparan iyang
exactly. And then the fourth cluster is yung sinasabi kong using sport, may sport advocacy angle din tayo. Because wow. unless people, we involve sport from the top to bottom, I think ang hirap din talaga i-grow ang sport natin.
So, dami-dami pang proyekto. Anong mga upcoming projects na immediate na meron po ba? Na gusto siguro ating mag-promote or mag-invite ng mga participation mula sa ating mga tagapakinig?
We want to also strengthen our linkages with the Visayas and Mindanao, and within the year, if we can have one project with them, we'd like to, we're really looking forward to
Visayas
that.
And Mindanao.
This year kasi we had a Women in Sports Symposium. Mm-hmm. We'd like to duplicate that again next year. Wow. And then we have the Community and Event Sports Training and itong patuloy na ano.
Isa na lang po bago tayo tapos. Doon naman sa ano, Sport and Peace. Meron pa ba nang ginagawa para sa mga, yun naman sa mga andun sa ating mga kapatid na nasa Mindanao po. Meron pa ba tayong mga proyekto?
Well,
on sports.
As I understand, si Professor Henry Daot did make a project for the ARMM.
Okay.
In fact, he will present the results of his study called Project Hope. Itong sa upcoming na conference for psychologists
okay.
in Japan. So, in fact, he was saying na kung meron din interesado in finding out how to do about it, we can always coordinate with him. At yun din ang isang magandang gusto ko rin gawin eh. Makapag, let's do more for our brothers down there also. Diba? Sabi ko nga dati, kahit nung sa PSC, sabi ko sa mga military, oh, instead of guns, let's bring balls. Diba?
Diba? Maglaro lang kayo na football dyan, magayong magpatayan.
Bolo, but that's what he's been doing. And then, there are conferences all over the world. Yeah. If you're interested in joining them, there's the World Sport Management Conference in Madrid in October. And then, ang isa pang, well, if I may plug, hindi naman plug, ano, but because nga of this association, may mga nagtatanong sa akin. For example, the International Federation for Outdoor Camping and Caravanning are looking for a local member.
Oh.
Any local outdoor associations there who would want to be part of the International Federation, let me know. Please go to the Facebook Sport Management Council of the Philippines. Facebook pa lang ngayon.
Facebook pa lang.
So just drop me a message there. So there, and then meron ding naghahanap ng gustong, he's from Thailand.
Okay.
He's a sport apparel equipment distributor. Naghahanap din ng partner dito sa Pilipinas.
So at least na-channel na lahat itong mga opportunities dito sa council nga na ito, no?
And aside from that, we also want to create economy locally. And baka kaya naman natin gumawa ng mga equipment from local sources. In fact, alam nyo ba na yun gumagawa ng baseball equipment, Mizuno or Rawlings, ay nasa Pilipinas.
Seryoso yan?
They are here. And wow. I've actually talked to them early this year and challenged. Sabi ko, ma'am, baka we can make kahit papano low cost
diba?
Equipment or mitts. And actually, they came up with a mitt
okay.
na parang retaso na pinagtagpi pero naging mitt. So, wow. multicolored. Oh, ba't ni pwede natin gawin yun if it's good
local
enough?
Brand,
anyway,
diba?
Oh, local brand.
Oh my.
So, there, and then, alam nyo ba, may gumagawa ng dragon boat sa may, I think sa may Iligan.
Talaga?
Kasi a dragon boat is $5,000, pero meron pala gumagawa dito. Oh, what can we as an organization do to help these people right. get known and you know, earn from
wow.
it?
Wow.
So marami talagang aspeto dyan.
So this is really for the Philippines that we're doing,
course,
no?
Of course, of course. And essentially, you know, gasgas na to hear that, oh, sport for nation building. For me, sport for national competitiveness. If we're able to infuse in every Filipino these positive aspects of sport, which is to try harder, to excel, to wow. to be more confident, why not? Diba?
Well said, Miss Dina. Grabe na itong battle na talagang fini-face nyo everyday. Itong mga aspetong ito ng ating pagiging bansa. And the last message for our mga listeners po na siyempre, ang dami nyo siguro idols ngayon. Dito siya mga...
I really truly believe that you know, sport development is everybody's responsibility as well. It's not only from government, it's also from ating athletes especially, and to do it yourself.
Tama yan. Ayan, syempre.
Eh, kung may tanong kayo, tanong niyo ako.
Oo, check nyo lang yung Facebook.
Lalo yung mga chika.
Ayan, alam, ambis ang oras natin, oras na alam sa pamilya na po ang susunod. Maraming salamat, Ma'am Dina, at sana ay hindi ito yung magiging una sa napakarami pa naming guestings niyo, sa mga napakarami pang guestings niyo dito sa Love Go On Sports.
Salamat, and I look forward to it. Anything.
Wow, thank you very much. So oras po natin, agad ng alas 6 ng gabi, ang DZUP 1602 ay kasabi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Ma'am, sasabay kayo. DZUP 1602
Kapisanan?
No. DZUP 1602 Kasali ka!